The top three Yukon Quest leaders are running tight, but the group behind is not giving up as teams head over the next 500 miles of trail toward the finish in Whitehorse. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports from Dawson, Quest rookie Jake Berkowitz is sandwiched right in the middle of accomplished veterans at the front of this year's race.
When he started the race, Jake Berkowitz had a goal in mind. He wanted to be Rookie of the Year and finish in the top five. But when he set that goal, he didn't know what he'd be facing.
That first half of the race was not the most enjoyable race in the world, and that was an easy year, I guess. So these guys are tough to come back every year.
He admits his rookie status has slowed him down in the race.
Yeah, it's a new trail. It's a new race for me. You know, these long runs I'm a lot more comfortable doing in races that I know. But long runs in an area you don't know tends to lead a little more to problems just because you don't know what you're going to encounter. And when you're doing long runs, you really need all your ducks in a row.
Teams are facing a hard and fast trail in Canada. Berkowitz leaves Dawson City in fourth place, just 2.5 hours behind the leaders.
You know, when you're racing against guys like Lance, who are 100 pounds lighter than you, a hard trail is the biggest equalizer. A hard trail, weight doesn't matter anymore. Once that sled kind of gets going, they're not really having to dig into it like they do, like going up and over the summits or stuff like that.
There's no forgiveness coming from the field behind him either. When they get back on trail, five-time finisher Brent Sass and Quest champion Sonny Lindner will be right behind him. But Berkowitz says he's no stranger to competition.
My parents raised me to be a very competitive person. I don't think I even won a game of Candyland until I was like 10 years old or something. I mean, they'd beat me when they were teaching me, just to teach me that winning doesn't come easy.
Berkowitz says regardless of the teams around him, he's confident his dogs can get him to Whitehorse in a timely fashion.
As soon as you start looking behind you, you start making mistakes. I'm not going to push my dog team harder to stay in front of someone, and I'm not going to hold them back because I'm far enough ahead of someone. So we're going to race, you know, even if we were in front, we'd still race hard, you know. These dogs are capable of it, so we don't want to sell them short.
Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Emily Schwing.